Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining us today on the Maximum Radio Network. This program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. We thank you for being on time. I'm just amazed at how you just are right there waiting for the intro of the program, and you are just so consistent and faithful. I'm extremely encouraged by your acts of sacrifice and service to the Lord and the way you do it. You encourage me. I want to thank you for that. Today is Thursday, the 21st of November, in the year of our Lord, 2013. It's fascinating how time just moves, and it has such a rhythm to it, and by God's grace, we were able to keep up with it, so I thank Him for that. If you're having a birthday on this wonderful day, well, we want you to know that we love you, and we send God's blessing, and thank Him for keeping you. And we're believing Him for your extended life and purpose and glory for His sake. Just know that He is the keeper. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today is a new day. His mercies are brand new on this day. So rejoice. Thank Him for raising you up, for keeping you, for His wisdom in placing you on the right space on the timeline of history so that you can run your race and you can accomplish the goals that He has set you here on the earth to do. So we thank you and we thank God for you. You're a gift to our world, and may you rise and shine brightly as the stars. We thank you. Well, once again, thank all of you for joining us on this day. Our episode title today is Savior of Both Gentile and Jew. Now, that's taken from Romans chapter 10, verse 12 through 13. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome, and he said, "There is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Oh, thank you, Jesus, for that. Whoever. And if anyone wants to know your name as it relates to Jesus Christ, your name is Whosoever. I've accepted that name myself. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's what you did. That's what I did. And I pray that anyone in our listening range that has not yet called on Him to be saved, that you would call on His name. And what does it mean to call on His name? Just, first of all, call Him Father. Yes. He is that to you. He was that all along, even if you did not recognize that. That's who He is. And Father, in the most wonderful way that you can ever imagine, you cannot compare your earthly father to Him. Your earthly father has received that title from Him because He is the first father, and He's Father to you. And Father always wants to meet the needs of His children. And your first need is the salvation. So we thank God for that. It's so freely available that whosoever. And I'm on that line. I'm still calling on Him, and I trust that you are too. Thank you for joining us. Well, praise report. And It's actually someone else's praise report, but I'm praising God as I have the opportunity to watch what God does in that individual's life. Because they called and continue to call upon his name. And that person, someone that you and I have been praying for faithfully, and it's a joy to watch what God is doing. And I'm thinking of Tammy Khalil, and what God is doing. And it's amazing. She probably cannot process the fact that she's an encouragement to us. She may not be able to see that at this point, but praise God, God is moving on her behalf. And God is opening the doors that seem to be closed, that could not be opened. It appeared that way. It was solid and hard, and all of a sudden there's a breakthrough, and this because the breaker has gone ahead, and we all are walking through the opening. Yeah, she is obtaining victory for her new life in Christ. The support of that and the supply of all her needs. But my God shall supply all your needs by Jesus Christ according to his riches in glory. And that she's experiencing that right now. For a minute it seemed almost impossible. Well, she is having victory. And I don't know if she's on with us today, but I know that she is usually faithful. I think she may have went out of town for a minute, but she'll be back to share with us what God is doing, and it's wonderful. I also want to give a praise report for our broadcast statistics. I can tell you, I'm just humbled even just speaking about it, of what God is doing as it relates to our broadcast and the thousands of people that are listening in and are downloading our program for obviously reasons that it's being a blessing to them. And I'm humbled by that. I just thought I would share that with you. We were able to gather statistics on every single person that listens in or downloads our program. Why? Because we're on the internet. And the internet is, that's what it is, a net. It's connected, you know. If you get on in any kind of fashion, you leave a footprint, and we can tell who is downloading. When I say who is, meaning how many people are downloading and what means they're using. Are they using smartphones? They're using just regular computers, and all manner of ways that you can do these days because of the technology. So I just wanted to share with you that our program is reaching thousands, and they're being blessed by it. Now, for me, that's nothing to brag about in that sense. I'm just humbled. I'm just humbled because I did not know that God was going to do what he's doing using our broadcast. So I just wanted to share that with you as a praise report, and I want you to be conscious that God is using you to be a blessing to many, many, because we are so blessed that we can be a blessing, and we are being a blessing. So I give God praise for that. I want you to know that your lines are now open, and you can give a praise report or a response to what God is doing and what I've just shared with you. But know that your getting up and being available is a ministry to many. That's the point. you're God is using you. You don't have to wish for God to use you. He is. And so be blessed. We thank you. We thank God and give him praise for you. If you have a praise report or prayer request, your line is open, and we are listening, and guess what? The world is listening. Really? The world is listening. So speak your peace. While you can, let God use your voice and your request and your praise to enlarge his kingdom in the earth. I know that might be too much for you to process at this moment, but I know that's how it feels. It's humbling. Did I hear a voice? Okay. Praise God. I know you're stunned. Okay. Our prayer targets for today is the first thing we want to pray about. It's amazing that there's so much turmoil, confusion, separation and division that is going on in the USA, even as we speak right now. There is, apparently, it appears, there's no unity, there's no hope. Help is needed from above, yet there's no call for help from above. Lines are being drawn. Perimeters are being set up. Offenses are going out, being received and given. Yet, there's no unified call across the nation for help. Help with the problems that are present right now. You would think there's a fire, you call the fire department. There's no call for help. And so everyone has an opinion. So you're marked and you're divided and separated. You're a Republican, or you're a Democrat, or you're an independent, or you're none of that. You're liberal, or you're conservative. Who is of God? Well, we know there are people of God like yourselves out there, and myself. We're there. So we have to pray. We have to be, not be silent, but call and represent, stand in the gap, intercede for this nation. This nation's in trouble. Without sight right now. So we're going to pray first for the president, who needs all the wisdom, strength, guidance that he can have. All. He needs so much. And he must feel very burdened. And we're not talking politics here. We're talking reality. This has nothing to do with politics. That's what we have a lot of, politics, you know, philosophy, and all of that. And it's not helping anyone. I'm going to ask you, please, let us bow our hearts humbly before our Father in heaven. We are just in serious trouble if he doesn't exist. If he's not on the throne, well, of course, we know that he is the everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us. We know that. So we're coming to the throne boldly on behalf of this nation, on behalf of the President of the United States, and all of those who have taken on the title of leader in the government and wherever, that there's a consciousness that comes that has not been present up until this moment. Father in heaven, we humbly come before you into your courtroom, and we come with fear and trepidation. We come knowing that you asked us to come in boldly. And we come today, Lord, and we do not want to offend you in any way by entering in casually without regard for your great holiness and your righteousness. So we ask you to forgive us for our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all our trespasses, our iniquities. Take them and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness. Those things that separate us from you, those things that cause us to be not having the entrance that we should have. Father, today we want to enter in, not just on behalf of ourselves, but as priests on behalf of this nation and the moving parts thereof. We ask you right now for help. We ask you for help for the President of the United States, President Barack Obama. We ask you for help. We ask you to give him the strength, even now. Strengthen his inner man. Strengthen his mind, his body, as he stands and withstands whatever is before him right now. We speak peace to him and to his household, to his wife, his children. We thank you for keeping them and for safety. And Father, we know that it has been your will that he sits in office. He shares power and authority in the earth. Father, we ask you to help him to wield that power and authority in the wisdom of heaven on behalf of all that he has been placed there to serve. And he serves not only this nation, but the entire earth. You've given him that range and scope. And we pray right now that as he stands, because he must, that he's able to stand against all the wiles of the adversary. Give him the wisdom that he needs in order to make all of the right decisions that affect so many lives in this nation and in the earth. There's no one else for us to call on. There's no one else that can help except you, Father.
Amen. No one more.
So we come to you on behalf of the President and his family, all of his staff, all of his advisors, in the name of Jesus. Father, and we pray for the next arm of government, the legislative arm, that has been so contentious, so irritable, so non-focused for the glory of God, but have served against your purposes by not calling on you, served in its own wisdom and not your wisdom. We pray for them right now, Lord, that they would be shaken to the core and called to attention that there is God, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. It would be shaken consciousness into reality in the name of Jesus. We bless them because of you. We bless them today. And Father, we pray for the rest of the nation, where the adversary has been having his way with speech, language, talk that is not consistent with your purpose. In the name of Jesus, we come against every plot of the adversary. In the name of Jesus, every plot, we command the enemy to take up his weapons and to flee, so that your people are free. Your people are able to have all of their needs met in Jesus' name, according to your riches in glory. And we all agree, and we say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, there was someone wanting to make a comment. I heard someone speaking just a minute ago. Now it's your turn to speak. Okay. Do you have a praise report or a prayer request? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
God bless everyone on the line. I just thank God that he is the only wise God, and whatever he does it well. He never makes a mistake, because that has been a burden on my heart, and I promised in my heart that I was going to ask for prayer for the president and for the nation and for especially all the people that would benefit from the health care law that he is striving so hard to make possible and available to those people that are that need it the most, and the fight that he's getting left, right, and center. But we just would believe God that his will must be done, and it will come through for the good of the people that need it the most. I just praise God that he is still on the throne, and he knows he placed him here for a season and for a purpose. And I just thank God for him. I pray that he would be still and listen to that voice that speaks to him continually, because I know that the Lord is speaking to him, and that he would just trust the Lord beyond the shadow of a doubt, that he would have his back, that he would just believe it, the Lord God Almighty, and even give his life to him completely, himself and his family. We lift them up this morning, and we pray for their salvation. We pray that he would come to know him in a personal way, and that he would come to know that the God that is almighty is with him always, and with him all things are possible. So I just thank God this morning for that prayer, Pastor. Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for your comment. If he is not praying, I know just the little responsibilities that I have compared to what he has. It drives me to my knees. I need to pray. I pray. So I trust that he is praying, but I just want to say this for your and for our edification. I just want to make this comment, if I'm allowed, please. Whenever you see something such as what is going on that does not make sense. What I mean by that is, Okay, so a plan has been put forward to come to the aid of individuals who cannot afford health care, which is extremely costly. Okay, all right, there's a plan that's put forward. Now, what I'm commenting on is not the merits of the plan. I'm commenting on the fact that when something doesn't make sense, now, you know, people need to have the ability to choose. Okay, so I'll give you an orange. You have an orange, and I tell you, okay, the orange is good for you. But then somebody is saying to you, well, wait a minute, hold it. You need this orange for your health. You need orange, but this is not, you may need help and for your health, but you don't want to, we don't want you to take that orange. Then the logical thing would be, well, okay, do you have something else? There's nothing else. That's the point. And that's how you know that the adversary is involved, because, yes, Satan always wants to imprison, bind, oppress, and oppress people. And when he can do it to a whole nation, of course he's happy. You know, if you want to take a dog, a bone from a dog, you give him a better bone. That's how that works. You don't just say, well, your bone is no good, give it up, and then, okay, what am I going to have? Nothing. And this is how you can tell from, I mean, this, you don't have to go to school. It's like just common sense.
Common sense.
And this is the status and this is the activity coming from people who are extremely educated. Most of them are attorneys, lawyers. And they can't come up with the idea that, okay, if that's not good, what's the good? Show it up. No plan. So the adversary can only say no. I had nothing to offer. So this is not an argument for the merits of the plan that has been put forth or anything like that. This is an argument that we need to pray, because we've got the foolishness of hell dancing in front of our eyes.
Yes.
If that bone is no good, well, throw out a better bone. Where's a better bone? None. We just don't have one. Well, we don't want you to have the one that you have. That's how crazy it is. And that lets you know that who is in the midst and is leading that. Because it leads to confusion. Now people are confused. People are distraught, disenchanted. There are folks that are experiencing emergencies on critical illness issues, and they can't get what they need. Satan is fine. He is fine with that. He loves it. And their folk, I mean, as I listen to the news story, there's so much negative talk. So much that now it has overpowered anything that is positive that could be said. It's just negative. It's like hell is speaking. If you listen, you hear it. It's like hell is speaking. Very few voices now can penetrate the noise of hell. That's why we pray. That's why we pray. There is a conspiracy of negative prophecy.
Yes.
Listen carefully and you hear it. It's lessons for us. Yes. Lessons for us. So we thank God that He is a God of order.
Thank you, Father.
And we speak order into the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Order.
Thank you.
And if we're the only ones, meaning the believers, I'm sure there are other believers that are seeing exactly what we're seeing and saying the same thing. We thank mm-hmm. God for them, and we pray
yes.
that heaven
more
of
us.
On behalf of the needs of the people. This is greed. This is about greed. This is about money. Filthy lucre. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Satan does not want to give up his hold on people, causing them suffering. They're suffering. You don't want to give up his hold. That's what the fight is about.
Jesus.
He doesn't want to give up his hold. You're watching it play out right before your eyes. That's what we're looking at. We're not looking at politics. This is more evil than that. This is evil. This is not bad. This is evil. This is evil against life. Not just bad against good, evil against life. And Christ has come to give us life and that more abundantly. And life here and now. We're not talking about in the hereafter. It's almost Zoe life. Life right here and now. Satan is conspiring against our lives. That's what he's doing. And he's able to use very educated people. Because they're filled with greed. Yeah, lust for filthy lucre. They've been reduced to just saying no. That's all. That can be heard now. No. No. That's how negative it is. It's saying, we're totally negative. No. Please, let's keep a prayer on our hearts for this nation, for the leadership, in a bad way right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray that the people that are suffering right now, that need urgent help, medical help, medical attention, assistance, they cannot get it.
Oh, God, on their behalf, oh God.
That's in front of them. Crumble. Because you're the breaker and you're going through. You're making the opening, making the breach in the wall. Yes, breach, the opening, so that people can get very basic things. The need is not for riches. The need is for abundant life. Here and now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
have your way. Have your way, God.
We thank you, Father, that we can call on you.
Yes,
we can
Lord.
Resort to you. You are a rock. You are a shield.
Yes,
you are
Lord.
Protected.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep this prayer on your heart as long as this issue continues that you can hear, because there's also deep lessons as we watch, deep lessons for us, season and time we're in. And one of the lessons, we're encouraged to cling to God.
Amen.
We're encouraged to cling to Him. him.
Yes.
Because
call on him.
Who else are you going to depend on?
Amen.
Well, where else would your help come from?
And
Satan wants you to faint in your heart because he wants you to become hopeless about now and the future. And he wants you to faint. And you must resolve not to faint. Not to. God will take care of you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
As we get ready to leave, I just want to drop some on your spirit right quick. Those of you who are in our listening range, that download or stream our program in January, God willing, we're looking forward at the very beginning of the month to go into a fast.
There's
a 21-day fast.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Many people know that as the Daniel fast, but this year it's different. This fast is a Daniel fast and more. It's a consecration for war.
Mm-hmm.
A consecration for war.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether or not you want to, you're in a war. You don't have a choice of whether you're going to sign up. Only choice you have, will you be a victim or an overcomer? That's the choice. You don't get to choose whether you go to war. It's whether you're going to be a victim or an overcomer. If you don't go to war, you're a victim. If you go to war, you want to win. So this fast is going to be a consecration for fast. I'm in the for war. I'm in the process of preparing all of the specifications for that even now. So pray for me as I do that, because I remember the last one, how the enemy stood up. Because we always get benefit from that consecration, from that period of fasting and prayer. We always get it. Always. Mm. And it lasts for many seasons. So I'm looking forward to it already. I'm excited about it. And pray for me, please, as we put it together. Pray our victory and our strength in the Lord. Amen. Well, I don't know about you. I'm stirred up. I'm stirred in my inner man powerfully. I'm encouraged. I'm looking forward to the rest of this day, giving him praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for who you are, and we pray your strength in the Lord today. I want to bless you as you leave. I want to say this to you from the Jude verse 24. It's on one chapter, verse 24 to 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Amen. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless
you, Pastor. Bless everyone. Have a blessed day.
God bless.
Thank you for your prayers. God bless everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I bless you, Pastor.
God bless.